They feud. You decide. It's time for Film Feud.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Film Feud, the podcast where we debate whether top-rated movies should be top-rated. I'm Vidur.
And I'm Vikram.
It seemed really weird and boring, and all I remember is a lot of moths coming out of Clark Duncan, who is unfortunately, rest in peace. All I remember is they come out of his mouth.
Right. It was. I think it was in the it released when you were still in your Bollywood phase. So like Govinda was ruling your life.
Michael Clark Duncan is definitely not a good actor. Otherwise, I'd have heard something.
Right.
Wait, didn't he get nominated for this?
He got nominated for an Oscar for this one.
What do the Oscars know, dude?
Yeah, I know. And Tommy Hanks, just like one of those actors.
Tommy Hanks, Ham Tonks.
Yeah. I mean, this...
consistently boring. The most vanilla actor. He's like, if you go to Baskin Robbins and you have vanilla, that's like choosing to watch a Tom Hanks movie. Name one non-boring Tom Hanks movie.
Forrest Gump.
Ugh, vanilla.
Philadelphia.
Ugh, haven't
Saving
seen
Saving Private
it.
Ryan. Haven't seen Philadelphia. Haven't seen Saving Private Ryan.
I have seen Saving Private Ryan. And he wasn't Private Ryan. It was so disappointing. I actually got so bored during this movie that I wrote a poem summarizing the movie.
Oh my God. I cannot wait.
We can go through the movie.
No, I want to listen to the poem right now.
I'm not willing to just give it in one go.
Please.
I'm going to drip it out.
You're going to like go sentence by sentence?
We're going to go act by act in the movie.
Whatever, man. You want to lay it on me right now or in parts. I'm all for it. I'm so excited to hear it. Genuinely excited.
All right, let's just kick it off with the first stanza, are they called? I was going to say para.
You have stanzas in your poem?
There once was a man named Edgecombe who met a dude built like a tower.
Okay.
He had muscles and a big dome.
Okay.
And an ambiguous superpower.
That's...
I'm not done. The last line of the stanza is...
Oh, it's like one of those.
Oh, and he was black.
It's not a twist movie.
Which brings me to the second stanza.
Okay. Wait. Before we get into this, how many do you have? I just want to know.
Four.
You have four stanzas? Okay, let's hear it.
Putting someone to death is tricky. They could have just used a rope. He won over the jailer by fixing his dickie. Spike Lee said it was a magic Negro trope. Oh, and no one cared.
Funniest part about that stanza is you said dickie. I don't remember. There was some movie, side note, but some movie or some TV show where some dude tried to hang himself, but his neck muscles were so thick that his neck didn't snap.
Jesus.
And he's just hanging there.
It's like some one of those old wives, like Rajput tales. They tried to hang Rana Pratap.
Yeah, hang.
And he eventually suffocated. He choked himself to death with his own hands.
Because he wasn't dying. And he wanted the honorable death. I don't know, man. I don't know. You're like holding on to like the things that don't matter and like missing out on the things that do.
This brings me to the third stanza.
Bring it.
Because we've reached the point where Michael Clark Duncan serves his role and he's offed.
Oh, best scene of the movie.
What scene?
His execution.
Yeah, it's so sad. Oh,
it
my
is.
God.
Not just sad, man. And his realization, he's like, oh, I've seen the bad in the world. I've seen a glimpse
Excuse
of...
me. I was in the middle of
sorry,
about
sorry.
Reciting the third stanza.
Sorry, sir. Sorry, good sir.
This one's really simplistic, okay?
Please comments.
I want to bring audiences in. I don't want to be as sophisticated as the movie's trying to be and failing at. He didn't mind dying if he could just watch a movie. He started crying and everything was groovy. Oh, and he was innocent and tired or something like that. That's part of the poem, by the way.
Of course. The fifth line.
Yeah.
I haven't forgotten. By far the weakest stanza in your poem.
I know. I kind of gave up because the movie
is the fourth
also...
going to be weaker? Because if it is, then just don't.
It just mirrors the movie. just consistently gets lamer and lamer.
Why don't you just lay it on me?
Okay.
What are you waiting for?
I will. You know. Don't think I won't.
Bitch.
The first line you have to focus on is very smart.
Oh my God, do I need like Google or something?
Ready?
Steady?
Yeah. He kept both Tom and Jerry alive, but they killed him anyway. The 108-year-old had a girlfriend and a sex drive. It's a Jesus analogy. Come on, let's pray. Amen.
Just because two old people are talking to each other, automatically they're banging.
They're banging, bro.
But they,
this old
dude. I'm not going to dignify
had
that.
Had a broad, had a little man cave. Eventually, their casual relationship started getting a little serious.
No.
And she's like, where do you go on walks? And he's like, oh man, I got to show her my man cave and also my weird mouse fetish. So just made up this whole story. And also, everybody likes to look younger than they are. So he's just like, oh, by the way, I know I look all saggy and 83, you know, but actually I'm 108. I look pretty good for 108. It's the same way I tell people I'm 38. They're like, I look pretty good for 38.
Not going to dignify this with a discussion. What I liked about that stanza was your wordplay on Tom and Jerry. Kudos, sir.
Ah,
kudos.
You noticed.
I did. That was actually pretty good. But since the poem's over with, I'm kind of relieved. That third stanza.
Just how I felt the when the movie got done. The mirroring is genius, dude. They should call me Vidur Burns. And that wraps up this episode of Film Feud. Thank you for listening.
Hope you guys enjoyed. You can find us on social media at Muncher Movies and let us know who you think won this episode.
You can also find us on our website, munchermovies.com, or on YouTube if you're watching there. And comment below. Let us know who you think won. Thank you for listening and catch you next week.
Bye-bye.